aneh, pulang ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian, makan sebungkus samo-samo, nasi sepiring udah habis, rasona tangguh. Rasonyo oi lemak nian, badan keringe nitik-nitik, sambalnyo pede tangguh lagi habis segalo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian, makan sebungkus samo-samo, nasi sepiring udah rasona tambuh. Rasonyo oi lemak nian, badan keringe niti-niti, sambalnyo pede tambuh lagi abis segalo.
Of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian government will require calorie labels on packaged foods to promote healthier lifestyles. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, in Jakarta yesterday said the labels will use red, yellow, and green indicators. Deputy Health Minister Dante Saxono Harbuono added the policy will be introduced gradually within the next 3 to 4 years. UNESCO has officially listed Raden Ajeng Kartini's letters and archives in the memory of the world. At a Kartini's World Seminar in Jakarta yesterday, Indonesia's Culture Minister Fadli Zon said the recognition shows the world values Indonesia's contribution to global civilization, while Dutch Ambassador Mark Gerritsen noted Kartini's letters carry a universal message on women's empowerment. This achievement strengthens Indonesia's cultural milestones and the role of women in building an inclusive nation. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Na 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 love you that low. Got that make you want some more. And you can touch me right there, hey. And we can rock it all night, hey.
Colorado, it's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't, cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your vest, but it's orange from 3% peroxide thanks to you. I needed a good cry, I headed right to Kendra's. I hated you and I hope to God that you knew. Now there's drama, found a club for that where I met ya. Had a heart attack, yada yada. At the end, yeah, we burned, made a couple U-turns. You were it till you weren't. High school in Jakarta, sort of modern Sparta. Had no chance against the teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata, thanks to tight-lipped fathers. Yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, an elaborate saga. I still hate you for making me wish I came out smarter. You love, hate your mother, so do I. Could've ended different then again. We went to high school in Jakarta. Got a group assignment, I'll be at Val's place. You don't text at all and only call when you're off your face. I'm petty and say call me when you're not unstable. I lie and tell you I'll be getting drunk at Rachel's. I wasn't, she doesn't even drink, but I couldn't have you sit there and think that you're better, cause you're older. Are you better now that we're older? High school in Jakarta, sort of modern Sparta. Had no chance against the teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata, thanks to tight-lipped fathers. Yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, a comedy drama. I still hate you for making me wish I came out smarter. You love, hate your mother, so do I. Could've ended different then again. We went to high school in Jakarta. Natasha's moving to New York.
New York!
Probably sometime in August. And I'm spending the summer in Singapore. I'm so sad I can't tell you shit anymore. I made friends with Abby this year. We're moving in March or so. And although you bring me to tears, I'm glad that we gave it a go. The Marxist girl with marijuana. I was your pinata. She was a star charter. Glad she gave it to you real hard.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. A love so special, can we deny? Two souls entwined, I'll pass my fire for a little. What would I found you with a smile? I love who I am when I'm with you. May all the me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed. Reason my body got heated.
Vitamin U by Paul Bartohab on today's Music Corner. Family must be the best vitamin U for all of you, for all of us. And family is indeed the most precious treasure, they said in a not-so-old song in Indonesia. But today, does the family stay the same precious treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said, unfortunately, there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, stress, and on the other side, it's very extremely, they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy, they have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with them because the parents, they're working every day, they arrive in home at home at night, and the children already sleep. In the morning, the parent, they already go to the office. It's a complicated situation in the modern family. So it's, as I call this, a very dangerous situation for the modern family.
You can listen more to this on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
It is so good to still be back on Indonesia today. Listener, head of the postgraduate program in international relations at the University of Indonesia, Ali Wibisono, underlined three key pillars needed to strengthen Indonesia's cyber resilience, with the development of skilled human resources as the foremost priority. The key finding presented is that true cyber strength rests on three pillars, one of which is the development of skilled human resources. In addition to building skilled professionals, Wibisono noted that technological mastery and a firm commitment to responsible behavior in cyberspace by both state and non-state actors are equally crucial. With its interdisciplinary approach, Wibisono believes University of Indonesia is well positioned to support efforts to strengthen Indonesia's cyber capacity in a holistic manner. University of Indonesia has also been advancing digital transformation and expanding online learning opportunities. According to him, the launch was motivated by alarming data showing that more than 315,000 Indonesians' digital credentials were breached in the first half of 2024. That means an average of more than 60 Indonesian credentials were compromised every hour. Cyberspace is increasingly competitive, with advanced nations benefiting from access to data and users, while less developed countries face capability gaps, regulatory shortcomings, and damaging cyber incidents. Well, listener, that's information from the University of Indonesia expert that outlines three pillars to boost Indonesia's cyber strength at the launch of the Cyber Diplomacy Handbook hosted by the ASEAN Study Center, University of Indonesia, in collaboration with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute in Jakarta on Tuesday. Well, listener, we'll be back with more information and programs taking you closer to Indonesia. So stay tuned only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Suppose of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is keyword of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Cut Nyadin. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy. Even when she was sick, Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Denting yang berbunyi dari dinding kamarku sadarkan diriku dari lamunan panjang. Tak terasa malam kini semakin larut, ku masih terjaga. Sayang kau di mana?
Saat ini Located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local's housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony
associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kolintang, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaisa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pad. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Kau berhasil membuat ku tak bisa hidup tanpamu. Menjaga cinta itu bukanlah satu hal yang mudah. Namun sedetik pun tak pernah kau berpaling dariku. Beruntungnya aku dimiliki kamu. Kamu adalah bukti dari cantiknya paras dan hati. Kau jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi tentang tenang dan gelapnya. Cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagiku. Tolong kamu camkan itu. Meruntuhkan egoku bukanlah satu hal yang pecahkan kerasnya hatiku. Beruntungnya aku dimiliki kamu. Kamu adalah bukti dari cantiknya paras dan hati. Kau jadi
one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. Thank you. came from a water course or waterfall, flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Machu Picchu possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and wide ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Banjur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The calm and not so high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit this beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rawabenda Post before you can reach the Banjur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Salib. It is typical of Tolaki, Southeast Sulawesi's largest ethnic group who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy!